man had two sons. The younger son told his father, "I want my share of your money now before you die." So his father agreed. A few days later, the younger son packed all his belongings and moved far away and wasted all his money on foolish things.
"I can't believe it. I'm out of money already. I spent it all on foolish things and now I have nothing."
"I hear you're looking for a job, kid."
"Yes, I am."
"I have a pig farm and I need somebody to feed the pigs. I can't pay you much, but you can eat all the pig food you want."
"Me? Feeding pigs? I guess I'll take the job. What would my father say if he could see me now? He would be so ashamed of me. I don't deserve to be his son. Wait a minute. Maybe my dad would give me a job. I know he'd pay a lot better than that guy. I'm going home."
So he returned home to his father. And while he was still a long way off, his father saw him coming, and he ran to his son, hugged him, and kissed him.
"Father, I have done a lot of bad things since I left home. I don't deserve to be your son."
"Nonsense! Kill the fatted calf! Bring some new clothes and shoes! Tonight, we will have the biggest party you have ever seen, for you were lost, but now you have come home!"
God never stops loving us. He loves us so much, that's why he sent Jesus to die for our sins. God wants to be our Heavenly Father, so he can love us and help us. All we have to do is ask Jesus to come live in our heart. If you want to ask Jesus to come live in your heart, then I want to pray with you. Dear God,
dear God,
thanks for sending Jesus.
Thanks for sending Jesus
to die for my sins.
To die for my sins.
Jesus, come into my heart.
Jesus, come into my heart.
Be the boss of my life.
Be the boss of my life.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
If you'd like to learn more, check out Jesus and Me Clubhouse. Hey kids, welcome to Jesus and Me Clubhouse. I'm KC.